As downtown Boise continues to be developed, plans are in the works to build a new library for the City of Trees. With its prime location along Capitol Boulevard adjacent to the Boise River, the public space will be a showpiece for a community that's growing and coming into its own. Matt Gillum recently spoke to the internationally known architect city leaders have tapped to design what will likely become a landmark.
Born in Israel, educated in Canada, and based out of Boston for the last 35 years, Moshe Safdie is one of the world's foremost architects. He's worked on buildings around the globe, ranging from cultural centers and museums to airports and high-density housing units.
In terms of my education, my upbringing, and my professional practice, I practice the world. I mean, as we speak, I have projects in São Paulo, Brazil, in Colombia, in China, in Sri Lanka, in Korea, in Singapore, and in the United States, and in Canada.
Canada is where Safdie got his start. An architecture student at McGill University, fate smiled on him. A young student in his 20s, he was tasked with overseeing and designing part of a World's Fair that came to Canada in the 60s.
There was a World's Fair in Montreal in 1967. Somehow I got to be able to build my thesis that I did at McGill as the main feature of the World's Fair. So that Habitat 67. So that became the, I guess I'd call it the main attraction of the World's Fair, and the rest is history.
Habitat 67. Safdie's dramatic reimagining of apartment living challenged perceptions of what high-density housing could be. The building is comprised of prefabricated concrete rectangles that connect to form more than 140 apartments. The structuralist design resembles three hills made from an assortment of cement Legos. Habitat 67 won international praise and launched the young Safdie into the stratosphere of architecture. Over the last half century, his design sensibility has evolved. Gone is the blocky form of Habitat. Now, many of Safdie's designs curve, arch, and cascade into their surroundings.
My philosophy and approach to architecture, one of my early conclusions, which was very much the result of working in contrasting cultures, working in Jerusalem, at the same time working in Canada, at the same time working in Africa, I realized to what extent it was central to architecture to become resonant with the culture and the specificity of a place. And that meant that sort of carrying your baggage of architectural forms, personal architecture forms, and importing them or exporting them, as the case might be, from place to place, does not result in an architecture that really belongs. And so one of the characteristics of my work is that I very much read into the culture, into the climate, into the materials available, into the technology, into the lifestyle, and evolve projects that are very site-specific and very place-specific.
Staying true to his principle that buildings should reflect their surroundings, Moshe Safdie plans to use the landscape of Boise in his design for the city's new library. The 110,000-square-foot building is expected to come in at around $70 million and will include facilities for Boise's Arts and History Department and a public event space. Safdie plans to focus on the structure's proximity to the river.
The site itself, it's hugging the river, so to speak. There are a number of major trees that must be a couple of hundred years old on the site. The riverbank is very beautiful there, and my objective is to embrace it so that you will feel in the library that you are literally on the river edge or within the river park, bringing nature into the building in a dramatic way. Though you're in downtown and will create these urban little places that people can interact and have performances and have a cup of coffee, at the same time, I want to get the feeling that you are in a library that's set inside the park.
Located along what Safdie describes as the gateway to the city, he anticipates the building benefiting the entire network of parks that follow the river. Plans for the new Boise Library are expected in May. Safdie says he'll personally present his design to city officials. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.